Pastor Jeff Johnson with the blueprint for a victorious life.
If we stand in the Lord, God's saying, I'll give you victory. And so he's saying to us and encouraging us tonight to persevere, to press on, to press through. Faith will help us to enter in. Someone said this, I think it's true. The greatest believers are the greatest receivers of this faith walk. The greatest believers. Do you believe?
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
We've got a great study lined up for you today on sound doctrine. Welcome to the program. Head over to Joshua chapter 1 and join us. Don't you just long to be used by God, experience victory in your life? Maybe it seems out of reach or a distant dream rather than a present reality. Well, Pastor Jeff believes we can learn a thing or two from Joshua's life that will help us become the person God wants us to be. Let's check in with Pastor Jeff in Joshua chapter 1.
Story of a man who left England, and his uncle died and left him millions of dollars. He, of course, disappeared, dropped out of sight, and he died a poor man. In other words, he never came back. He never found out about his uncle. He didn't claim his inheritance, and he had all of this that was his. God help us, each and every one of us, that we don't die poor and wretched and naked and miserable in this world. But we go out taking many with us to the heaven. I mean, I've talked to people who have died, man, they're ministering, everybody comes into their room. They've got such a relationship with the Lord. They got dying grace all over them, and they're leading people to the Lord left and right. I just talked to a brother last night that just caused me to just well up in tears as he was just saying, he's dying. He's dying of cancer. He's going to get mega, mega doses of radiation and chemo, but it's on his brain, and they're saying brain damage and eventually just death. And he's telling me, I just want to minister to so. Can I pray for you? Can I? I said, well, what? Can I pray for you? I want to pray for you right now. He had this prayer that he prayed for me. It blew my mind. He ministered to me so much. He is so open. He just says, I want to please the Lord. I want to just get my rewards, man. I want to just do what he wants me to do. I want to be open. I want to talk who he wants me to talk to as much as I can talk. And he had a hard time talking to me. Dying grace, man. God's hand. He's rich in the things of God. And he's getting to the place where he's closer to him than here. And eventually God's going to say, okay, come on home. And he's going to take him home. And he knows it. But what a place to be living in. And this is what Joshua is all about. How many of God's 3,000 promises have you claimed for your life? How many do you know and believe and stand upon? 300? Well, that's maybe one-tenth then of what you're receiving. How about 30? 30 of the promises. Well, that's 1/100. How about 3 promises? Well, that's 1/1,000th of what really he wants to give to you. You see what I'm saying? So we need to rethink this whole thing. Without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. We need to have faith. How do I get faith? Well, we're going to learn about that as Joshua continues here. As kids, I know, we look to our dads to help us when we're in a jam. But now, we're adults, and we got to look to our Heavenly Father. We got to run to Him. Remember, it's sad, but Only two of the generation that was supposed to go into the promised land, only two went in. Those that were 20 and above all died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb went in. Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 1, interesting statement. Remember Hebrews 3 and 4, very key. He says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us entering into his rest, any of you seem to come short of it." We need to walk in reverence of our God, saying, "God, you've given me so much. You've given me your word. Am I walking in it? Am I applying it to my life, to my heart, to my situation?" We should walk in that reverence and fear so we can enter into the rest. You see, God says, "There is a rest for my people. I want you to enter into it. I want you to be blessed as you're in this land. I want you to walk in peace and with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. A peace that passes human understanding." What a picture. What a lesson. Today, there are many that are grieving the heart of God by calling themselves Christians, and yet they live in sin and worldliness. And I'm telling you, many of them are just going to make it in by the hair of their chinny chin chin. I mean, just as of fire, the Bible says. And that's not a great entrance. You just squeaked in because you just believed, and yet in the world you were just blowing it left and right. That's grieving. Again, enough of Jesus to be miserable. I believe that today there are still very few Joshuas and Calebs. And yet the Lord's saying, "Come, come, one all and all. I want you to come in to this beautiful place." Jesus said, "So according to your faith, be it unto you." That's what he said to all of us. According to your faith, let it be. And so we see this walk of faith we're to be in. And God is saying, "I want you to go over Jordan." What is Jordan? What's it a type of? If the Red Sea is the type of water baptism for the children of Israel, and they went through the wilderness, and we're all going to have to go through wilderness, but then the promised land, receiving Christ. So what would be crossing over Jordan but the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Don't miss it. Look at what he's saying here. This is the promise of the Father. Acts 19, "Have you received this promise? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit since you first believed?" They said, "We haven't even heard about it." Have you passed over? Have you gone under, you know, and been immersed in the Holy Spirit? It's time to take a step of faith. The Bible says we need to ask, and the Lord will give us of his Holy Spirit to possess your possession. Jesus said, "I want you to wait in Jerusalem. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world." That's heavy. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Power to apprehend and to experience that Spirit-filled life. I remember after I received the Lord, 2 weeks later, I was bouncing around. I was reading the Bible. I was excited. Everything was good. And then I came to this fellowship, and this one guy talked about this another experience you can have with the Holy Spirit. I said, "Well, I've received Jesus." And he goes, "But there's more than that. Receiving Jesus is like taking a glass of water and drinking it in. The water goes in, right? But now the Lord wants you to take what I've called the iced tea plunge. And that's not only do you drink the iced tea, but you fall clothes and all in the pool behind you. And you just get immersed in the Spirit. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's called receiving power. And it's another experience we can have." Man, my whole life was changed. I remember experiencing that. And over the years, I have experienced and I have seen that this is the way to victory. If we would just do what Jesus said, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Do you know what he's saying when he's saying that? To get all you can get of the things of God. When I came forward to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I said, And that was the whole reason. I didn't have a Baptist upbringing or any kind of church upbringing, so I didn't have a lot of hang-ups about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I just said, you know what? I see it in the Bible. I haven't experienced it. I need all I can get. I'm a candidate. I want it. If God wants to give it to me, I want it. And he gave it to me. Blew my mind. Your life will never be the same again as you enter in to that place of being a witness, entering in to walking in his power for your life. So they entered into the land, but there were problems in the land. And yet they never fully entered into the 300,000 square miles. And why? Well, as you look into it, as you read the story, you find out there are many enemies in there, and they got tired. And they just kind of gave up. They threw the towel in. They didn't want to take it all. And they began to kind of go through some, trying to figure things out themselves, leaning to their own understanding. And they were griping about many, and you know, the Hivites, the termites, termites. There's so many. What are we going to do? Well, God says, go get it. Take it. Oh, I don't know. We're a little tired. It's kind of like the Lord speaking to us tonight. It's not going to be easy, guys, to enter into your full salvation. Don't think it's going to be just, oh, I just need to get baptized in the Spirit and then everything's the answer. No, come on. That's not the answer. That's the beginning. Then you begin to take steps of faith, and they're small at first. And yet every time you take a step of faith, God will meet you and God will bless you. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. We need to be walking in the land, taking steps. So we're not free from conflict, warfare. I mean, come on. Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, it's not against flesh and blood what we're up against, but spiritual wickedness in high places. It's spiritual warfare. And we need our full armor. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit to make a stand and defeat temptation, to defeat sin that's all around us, and to enter in to his fullness. Don't forget that. I'm looking for that fullness. And these take steps of faith. We're in heavenly places now, Paul wrote. But Satan's darts are still penetrating, aren't they? They still hurt, don't they? I mean, the warfare is still real, isn't it? It hasn't changed anything on the outside. But if we stand in the Lord, God's saying, I'll give you victory. And so he's saying to us and encouraging us tonight to persevere, to press on, to press through. Faith will help us to enter in. Someone said this, I think it's true. The greatest believers are the greatest receivers of this faith walk. The greatest believers. Do you believe? Are you believing him? Do you believe his word when you read it? Or are you just kind of trying to, you know, read through Acts real quick, you know? And, well, I did it. What'd you get out of it? I don't know. It was pretty heavy during that. Yeah. But meditate on it. Get into it. Let it get into you. This is everything that we need for life. Everything. So we're to lay hold, the scripture says. Lay hold on eternal life. Our inheritance. Step out. Put your foot down. You'll be challenged. They were challenged. We're going to see it as we move through here. But we've got to make a stand. Every foe, we sang that song tonight, will tremble at his name. I love it. We are on the winning, saved side. We are representatives of the Most High God in Jesus' name. It's powerful. And yet sometimes we just, in Jesus' name, you know. And we don't realize what we're saying. Where two or three are gathered, agreeing on any one thing, saying, in Jesus' name, it shall be done. So Joshua is our blueprint for victory. How to build upon the rock. Only the redeemed of the Lord will enter and receive victory. Let's look at verse 5 now. We're moving right along, aren't we? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Man, look at this promise. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you, Joshua. I am that I am, you know. Is that you, God? You know, I'm with you. He's speaking to him. I will not fail you nor forsake you. And so God's promise, and Joshua knew the land. He's going to be with me. You heard the story of that story that it took place in China. And as the missionaries were going around, they were giving out these New Testaments and preaching the gospel. And this one guy came up to this one Chinese guy and said, here, take this. And he goes, I don't want it. No, take it. Come on, just take it and read it. Oh, man, I'll tell you, you know. And he took it. And he took it home and he looked at it. And his name was Lo Chin. And Lo Chin, as he was looking at it, just said, this is a pile of junk, man. And he had a fire going on in the little fire pit, and he threw it in there and burned it up. And the next morning, he woke up. He's cleaning it out. He takes out, and he sees that most of the book was gone, but there was one page that was pretty clear, and he picked it up, and he read Matthew 28:20. Lo, I am with you always. His name was Lo Chin. Blew his mind. Yeah. He got right then, you know. And just sought the Lord the rest of his life. To know that God is with you. Verse 6, be strong, good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance. This is the commission, the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. So divide the land as Jesus imparts God's blessing upon all that step out in faith. Do you remember after Jesus was water baptized, what happened? What came down upon him? Ooh, that dove again. So that dove moved from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Now it's coming up upon Jesus. And it says literally that it came what? Upon him. He gave everything up. Came to out of glory into the earth. And humbled himself and became a man. And the Holy Spirit had to come upon him, anointed him for his ministry, and from that moment on, his ministry began in power. The Holy Spirit. Courage. Be strong. Good courage. How can I get courage? How can I be strong? Well, it's not by your power, and it's not by your might. But Zechariah 4:6 says, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. What do we need? We need to be filled with God's spirit. Notice verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from the right nor to the left. Stay straight, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. So this promise given to us in Christ. What is the promise that Jesus has left us with? He says, in the world. Hey, get excited, guys. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Now, this is one of those precious, you know, bread of life things that they stick in the little promise thing. You'll never find that in there. That promise, you know. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But then you go on. But be of good cheer, be encouraged, for I have overcome the world. Wow, that's a good one, right? But the promise is, we're going to have warfare, tribulation. Don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is about ready to try you and come upon you as some strange thing. Come on, man. We're children in God's army. This is warfare. And he's given us weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, fleshly, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Let's begin to use them. Let's move in them. Let's begin to study. Let's begin to get into Ephesians 6. Find out our armor. Find out what it means to be fully armored in the Lord. It's very important. God's law of sowing and reaping is interesting. It's inescapable. You cannot get away from it whether you're saved or not saved. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And this applies to everyone. There's no special cases. No way out of this law. It is just law like gravity is law. Man, gravity is serious stuff, especially if you're three stories up and you jump out. Serious stuff. So really what we need to do is sow to the Spirit.
Hey, thank you for joining us here today on Sound Doctrine. Don't go away. Pastor Jeff Johnson has more to say. You know, what you have heard today is our very first message in Joshua. Now, the plan is to go through all 24 chapters with you in the days ahead. Well, you've got a few options if you would like to hear this study again. The easiest is to go to sounddoctrineradio.org or download our free app and listen on your mobile device. Search for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or get it on Google Play. You can also call and request a CD copy for a suggested donation of $5 at 800-353-7553. Again, 800-353-7553. Don't you just love giving gifts at Christmas time? You know, God does too. And at Christmas, we collectively celebrate God's unspeakable gift, a baby in a manger who would one day die for the sins of mankind. And today, we would like to offer you a wonderful CD. It's called A Christmas Love. It features Pastor Chuck Smith reading the Christmas story aloud. And it's the perfect reminder of all that the Lord has done for us. Ask for A Christmas Love when you call 800-353-7553. Or order it online at sounddoctrineradio.org. And we would very much appreciate your support as we wrap up another year of delivering sound doctrine on the radio and the internet. With your help, we're able to tell people all over the world about God's wonderful gift of Jesus. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or by calling 800-353-7553. And if you find these daily studies helpful, we'd love to hear about it. We want to be wise investors of God's resources as we get ready for another year. Pastor Jeff would be so encouraged to hear from you as well. Email us today and let us know the station you listen to. Our email is sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Hey, would you like to be used by God? Well, let's see how to get there, shall we, as we return once again to Pastor Jeff.
Here is the man that God uses, and you might want to take some notes here. This is the man that God uses as we look at Joshua, and we're finishing up here. Number one, in verse one, he was a servant. He was an under rower. Third row down. He just rowed, and he did whatever was told for him to do. That's a minister, an under rower in a slave ship, just making the boat go where it needs to go, just doing what needs to be done. How we need more ministers of the gospel, servants. So he was a minister. Number two, he was a man of faith. In verse three, the Lord says, every place that your sole of your foot would, you know, go for it. Go over Jordan. Come on, go for it. He was a man of faith. He led the children of Israel into the land. And now, notice this, verse 8. And this book, Joshua 1:8, and this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Have not I commanded thee, Joshua? Be strong, good courage. Don't be afraid. Be thou not dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So stay in the word, Joshua. Psalm 1, it's right here, right? David wrote that beautiful psalm. Blessed is the man that meditates in the word of the Lord day and night. So number three, those of you taking notes, for the man that God uses is a man of the word. And there's four things here that breaks down this man of the word as far as what he's to be doing with the word. Number one, and this is part of his commission, part of our commission. Number one, know God's word. Know the word. Faith comes by what? hearing and that of the Word of God. So our faith is going to be blessed tonight. Our faith is going to be lifted. We're going to receive a blessing tonight. Why? Because we've heard the Word. To know the land and the territory, to possess it, you must be in the Word of God. God will begin to show you your world, your job, your home. God will begin to show you how to possess your possessions within your home, within your job, and everything. He's going to direct everything. There's one reason for success in Joshua's life, really, and that is the Word of God, man.
So if you want to be used, become a servant, a person of faith and of the Word. We'll get right back into Joshua chapter 1 next week on Sound Doctrine, the presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey. So